You know, it's been, we had 2 weeks of in phase one of meetings, so we had a chance to, you know, take our time and install some stuff. And I think the 3 days here, it's kind of backwards because you don't get a lot of individual work. But we got out and we got to function as a team for three practices and had good walkthroughs, good meetings. You know, and guys, I think, are picking it up real fast.
Do you start with Adrian Peterson as your number one weapon and look off of that for your offense? Is that oversimplified?
Well, you know, there's no question that any offense is based on getting its best players involved. And Adrian is obviously our best player, but we have a lot of other guys that can make plays. And the best offenses I've been with utilize everybody. And you get five guys that legally can handle the ball, and we want to use them all. And we want to be a diversified offense, you know, that can make explosive plays, but certainly we want to run the football, and that starts with Adrian.
In our view, for Daryl, the type of talent that you can move him in these different spots and use him in a lot of different ways?
You know, I think you always got to hold that judgment in terms of how a guy handles it. We've had guys that have been very productive players, extremely, you know, outstanding players, I would say, and they've lined up and played one position. We've had a bunch of other guys that we've moved around, and we moved Cordero around quite a bit this weekend, and he seemed to handle it pretty well. So we'll see how much he can handle.
Norv, how you doing?
Good.
You've obviously been to a lot of these quarterback workouts and met with them for the draft. How much input will you have in deciding whether the Vikings might go with a certain guy at 8 or maybe we'll take a guy in a later round?
I think the input we'll have as an offensive staff and, you know, Scott Turner and myself and Rick and Coach Zimmer, we've traveled the country seeing all these guys. So, you know, we're giving our evaluation. And the one thing I know from being involved in it in a lot of different levels, I don't know anything about the defensive players. I don't know the defense line, the backers. I don't know how they compare. So for me to say if we should take a guy at 8 or in the second round or third round, you know, it's obviously based on other positions. There's a great player there at 8 that's going to help us on defense or make plays. I would understand going in another direction. So I just think it's a process where as an offense coordinator and then being involved with quarterbacks, we're going to give our evaluation of each player.
But your buddy, though, Charlie Taft, said you like Blake Bortles a lot. Is he right?
I like a lot of these guys, and I look for, you know, guys, what their strength is, and the number one thing I think I look at as an evaluation is where they can be in 2 or 3 years. You know, there's a lot of guys that you know, are polished and have been extremely well coached, and they're ready to go, and you may not see a big upside. What you're looking for, to me, is guys that in 2 or 3 years, you know, can be a Pro Bowl type caliber player.
Are you finding on top of this quarterback class harder to evaluate, especially with more?
Well, I'm not making the final decision. That's why I always tell all these guys on TV that are evaluating these guys, it's easy to evaluate them if you're not picking. You know, everyone's got an opinion if you're not taking one. And it's, you know, I saw the top five and they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and a 5A. So that wasn't really the top five. So, you know, you're going to take one if you take one. So, you know, we're trying to have an evaluation for each of these guys and then, you know, fit it in with how Rick Spielman sees them and our scouting staff sees them.
Did you get anything out of this mini camp to put into the draft evaluation of what you guys might do? I mean, does this have any bearing?
I think every time you get exposed to your team, you gain something from it. And I like our offensive players. I like our offensive talent. I like their mentality, the way they work. They want to be good. You know, they're fun to be around.
Did you learn anything about Matt or Christian that you didn't know before?
You learn a lot. Because over the last 3 weeks, we've been able to spend time with them, and you're in meetings with them. You see how they react to the coaching that we're going to present with them. You try to find out what their strengths and weaknesses are. So, yeah, you know, Matt's been a productive player, and he's you know, he's a better player than a lot of people think. I'm excited about Matt, and you know, Kristen's still a very young player who's done a lot of really good things and been put in a tough situation, you know. So we're just going to work with both of them and get the best out of them we can.